Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
We're back here on the Second Guest Show. Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go back to our Oakland Hard Jewelers talking text line. We got Tony from Australia. Tony, in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
How are you, Bobby and Mike? Is that Grant singing out?
Yeah, you hear him.
Yeah,
you know he's here.
Yeah. But Tony, we got Grant here. Perfect attendance.
There you go.
We ain't got to worry about it. Grant's always showing up.
He's gonna get the paper at the end of the year.
Now we had a few other Silver Slipper loyals and to the.
They got extenuating circumstances why they're not here.
They got kicked out, they might be back in the future.
Hey Tony, been there, done that, right?
Yeah. So, Tony, man, aren't you been – now, tell me, because I think you're objective about this. It's amazing how we're 5-9 and we could be 9-5 and we could just finish games.
Yeah. And I watched the game yesterday live, and I get to see the Packers live too on Christmas Eve at lunchtime. But – I had my fingers crossed for the 2-point conversion, but in my opinion, I know Coach Rizzi made that statement after the Rams game, but in my opinion, we had all the momentum going with us. We should have just tied the game up, got the
and
ball,
going overtime.
And then gone down and won the game.
Give the good and the bad.
Hey, listen, I can play devil's advocate. I can argue a debate clause. I can argue both points. Okay, you're playing a Jayden Daniels, and you might say, well, we might never get the ball back if we go into overtime. But you know what I say? No, you just got to put the challenge in your defense. They got to score a touchdown. Now, think about this. They were hot the first half. Washington only scored 6 points in the second half. So it's not sudden death. Now think about this. Okay, so we are going into, and now it's a hindsight. Now we're going into overtime. But then you could challenge your defense. It's like, look, whatever you do, you can't let them get a touchdown. Now, I don't know, we were beating the Eagles by 5 points with less than 2 minutes left, and we couldn't stop them
to get
a touchdown.
Either.
But I'm saying the way the game, the ebb and flow, each game is different. Like the Rams game, whether you're going for it or not. There's a situation, you can't be always, I think, pedal to the metal, we're going for two no matter what all the time. I think the way that game unfolded in the second half, again, this is just my opinion, I think I'd have liked our overtime chances, because even if we give up a field goal, okay, let's say we give up a field goal, the game ain't over. It's not sudden death. That what ends up happening, as an offensive unit, you got four downs. You got four downs, and then you might answer back, and you get a field goal, and you tie it that way. Or you can score a touchdown, and you end up winning that route. So, Tony, I just think the way we played the second half and only gave up 6 points, that I ought to put the challenge more on our defense. And I think Jane Daniels was making big plays, and maybe Coach Rizzi might have been thinking, well, they missed two bombs, and the game wouldn't even have been on the edge like it was for them to come away with a win. But I look at it now, if it's sudden death, and you only need, like, you remember how we beat the Vikings and all that, and you only need a field goal, but how the rules have changed. Challenge the defense, because you've only given up 6 points the second half, is don't give up more than the field goal. Then we'll get the ball back and see what we can do. Because you're going to have four downs. You're not punting. You're not punting in overtime.
Not with Jaden Daniels playing. If they win the toss.
But what I'm saying, let's say Jaden Daniels, they're driving, and we stop them, and they're going to go for the field goal, unless it's like fourth and one or something, they might continue to drive. But let's say they get a field goal. Next time you get the ball, it's four downs to get 10 yards every time. Because you're not punting, the game's over. You got either you get in field goal range, you score a touchdown and win.
It's one of the two.
That's the only reason why, Tony, I kind of agree with you in that part, because the way the game flowed yesterday, not necessarily against the Rams, but against Washington, because we only held them to 6 points that second half, that I maybe would have lived to fight another day in overtime. Now, if Juwan Johnson catches the ball and you score
two. Then we're not having this discussion.
Yeah. No, it's all hindsight, but that's why we call this the second guess. I mean, I don't
Yeah, that's what I mean. We had the momentum going with us, and we could have kept that continuing, because I'm sure the defense would have lifted.
Well, I can tell you what, Cam Jordan and DeMario Davis were playing like young men that game. I mean, think about this. This is and we haven't seen this. This is like almost old school. You look at Cam Jordan and what is he able to do as far as sacking the quarterback. Do you know that was Cam Jordan's first two-sack game since Week 17 of the 2022 season, and it was the second two-sack game of Young in his career, Mike? I thought he'd have had that before.
I thought so, too.
That was only second. So, no, our old players were playing young. DeMario Davis was kicking ass. DeMario Davis was flying to the football. He had 14 tackles, 9 and assists, and a sack, 2 tackles for a loss. Cam Jordan, 2 sacks, 2 quarterback hurries, 2 tackles for a loss. No, we were Chase Young, 2 sacks, 2 quarterback hurries, 2 tackles for a loss. So even though Jane was working his magic, we were kind of giving him the business at times. So that's why I only say, because the second half, that I think, bend but don't break. If you force a field goal, then you still got four downs to go 10 yards and then have a chance. Now, I don't know if Coach Rizzi.
I understand why Rizzi did it.
You can play both.
You can go
both. You can go both sides. Yeah. You can play both sides of the fence on that. But then when you don't win, like Tony's like, I don't know, we had the momentum. When we held them only to 6 points the second half. I understand that. So, Tony, that's a great point you bring up.
Thanks for the call, Tony. We appreciate it, buddy. You take care of yourself.
So, he said he's watching the Monday night Green Bay game coming up.
Sunday night.
It's at noon. He's going to be watching it at noon in Australia.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.